Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Michael TiVo Mike Jefferson. This is the TiVo Mike Show, the podcast for TV fanatics who love Jesus. Today, Halstead arranges a great deal on a wedding venue, but discovers all that glitters ain't gold. Manning and Elsa treat an ill pregnant woman convinced that God will save her without medical intervention. Conflicts abound about the law-breaking father of a five-year-old patient, and Rhodes prematurely opens his hybrid OR to feed his ego. Bowden's given a leadership lesson in pride, and a rich, spoiled teenage girl almost dies in the name of what she thinks is love. Mike and I discuss Chicago Med, Fire, and PD, because it's Wednesday, October 17th, 2018.
Talking about TV, just to reveal JC, yeah. The TiVo Mike.
Yep, glory. Ooh. That was a mouthful, because most of it was on the gloriness of all of it. Listen,
yes.
There's so much flipping stuff that goes on,
yes,
with these shows, and
oh
they
my God,
merge into one. And then because I forget that the previous week was they did the change the order.
Yes.
I said, wait a minute, why is
yes,
this? Why is that? This is medical. Why am I watching Med and then Fire and then wait? What's the flip? So I gotta remember NBC likes confusing black
people.
Well,
once they own the time slot,
right?
They don't care. Like, once, so what it was is,
because yeah,
they've done it in all the crossovers.
Right.
It's never always Fire first. Sometimes it's PD first. Sometimes Med is first.
Boo.
But because they own all three, because before it was like, well, Tuesdays was Med at 10.
Right.
So they could only start it Tuesday at 10, and it had to be Med because...
Or just start it on the Wednesday of the other show, and then the following Tuesday ended with the Med.
Well, the thing is,
you don't got started that week.
Well, they try to get in the same week because they don't want you to forget. They don't want you to, like, because then it ties up. If you're like, oh, wait, is that last week? Or this
oh,
week?
That's true.
So they want you to kind of be like, always stay current.
And that makes sense.
What I will say was amazing this week's episode. This
right.
week's episode.
There's so much. Like, first of all, he finally, the dude who loves wedding, and wedding, wicked. This is his first wedding.
That
he's
was
so excited.
Amazing, first of all.
He finds the only corrupt person in Chicago, which is hilarious.
Thank you.
He's like, wait a minute, he has what? You know, there's stuff going on, millions of dollars, tax evasion. He hit a nun once.
But it made sense.
He's like, he hit a nun once. Does she have it coming?
Yeah.
Like, he really doesn't want to believe this bad news.
But it made sense. If you think about it, like, when he presented, because he didn't present like this, oh, it's a great, you know, worst person in the world.
Right.
What he presented was, he's like the mom, bro, running things,
yeah,
even though he's not running things.
Well, say, it's all right, bro. We've already said that's a boom shakalaka. The only thing that endangers me is now knowing what you told me.
Exactly.
See, because I had innocence before. What the fool?
And that was the thing. So my thing is, once you found out you didn't have innocence,
right,
find a way to disconnect.
Yeah.
Instead, you trying to hold on to this venue.
He really wants, like, how much of a deal?
Thank your family
you
got money. Go
oh,
get
so
a
he
venue
comes for money.
They both, yeah, they come for money. So
why is he mad about the price?
Because Natalie doesn't, and she actually value, like, she takes a lot of things to value. That's why she wanted just the personal people, because she had that whole elaborate rich wedding,
and
that
she's broke
in divorce. Well, she's not broke, she's working,
but he has
his family has like
other
upbringing
money.
Yeah, so it's like to her,
wait,
like, we can spend the money, but I really want this to be people close to us. Let us like, that's why, you know, it's 200 people and it's the family,
right?
Not, I'm assuming her previous wedding was like another rich guy because she likes rich guys. And they probably spent
right
all that money.
Right.
And it wasn't even all the people close to them because her divorce, there's no friends from her past.
But
there's
if
no
that's
one
the case, like if the two brothers, because one works as a police officer.
Yeah.
One is the lawyer guy, the doctor.
The doctor.
If they come from money.
My assumption is it's money because him and Rhodes have that in common.
Hmm.
Will Halstead, so maybe they don't come from it, but he saves a lot being a single
right
male. Because Rhodes comes for money. Remember, his dad's the one who
yeah
anonymously paid for the...
Oh, that's right, yeah.
The hybrid.
That's the old, yeah, the OR
yeah
dude. So he should have said,
so
honey,
do
I
it
got
to hear
the,
what we're doing.
Yeah, I got the deal.
Or you
right
include me and we make, and we
yeah
make it together.
Say, listen, we're going to get married, you know.
She's never said you can't do it. So if he would just go out and say, I got it and it's done, like he did.
I'm hoping so, because if he stays tied up with the mob, it's good. I see another overlap coming with storylines, and,
yes,
and they confuse me. So
that's
what
I'm so excited about, to be honest.
No,
with you. I'm like,
not
yes,
excited.
Another
no,
a real crossover.
Stay
not
on
that
your
ABC
episode.
Crossover.
Yeah, stay on your own episode. It's already confusing enough. I'm already mixing up Halstead with Bowden,
you know,
and they're not even
you
in
don't
the
do
same
names.
Things.
You just don't do names.
No, I don't.
Like
at
you
all.
Could watch the show. And if
yes.
you can watch the show and name them yourself,
right.
you'd be great. Because you remember the shows.
I do remember.
Whereas I'm the name person.
Yeah, yeah, you'd be like, well,
like,
that's so-and-so. And you know both. You know their name, their real name,
it's
the
horrible.
Character name, and
it's
their
horrible.
Twitter handle.
It's horrible.
He'd be like, yeah, you know, that's Susan from Susan Kalichi Watson from Beth from at BethStarZ_8 at Twitter. I'm like, what the flip is happening? What the flip is happening? So that's that storyline.
But I did
God.
Like that storyline.
It is good. There's what, Manon and Elsa treating that woman
well,
who
what I
thinks
like
what,
about
God
that is,
threw her baby in the fallopian tube by mistake and wants to see her dad.
Well, outside the tube.
You know,
yeah.
whatever.
My thing so is
irritating.
This. I love what it was because I always get worried with scripts
right.
or with TV that they forget the values they instill in characters.
Thank you.
And Manning's always been like a give them the option and
right.
let them make the decision because ideally, even though you're the doctor, you still they still need to make the – they still need to be – included in what you're about to treat them for.
That's true.
And she's always been that way.
But
and
when you know better, you need to do better.
And that's what I love about Elsa. Like,
yeah.
everyone was so mad at this lady.
Wait, is that the one who asked her the question about if the baby does die?
If he does die, can we save
yeah,
him?
That's a great question.
Yes,
what was wrong
I
with that question, by the way?
And I will say this. She didn't do anything to that machine.
No.
Because if you listen, when Dr. Charles talked to her about her research and what she wants
right.
to do, she wants to make in vitro easier and increase the rate of success.
Right.
So she didn't want to kill this fetus just to save this woman.
Exactly.
So
she wanted to save the baby.
Dr. Charles, get over yourself. Because he made me mad coming at her like that.
Remember,
he's still mad about Reese.
He
stop messing up before you mess up another resident.
He's harder on the people that are innocent and easier on the people that are guilty.
Yes.
That's his thing. You know why? Because he's a liberal. But that's just how that goes. So that's what they do.
I can't stand you. I love it.
I'm telling you. They attack Christians, but they love the people who jump up in Habibis and blow up stuff.
Yeah.
So that's just how it goes. You know, it
definitely,
is what,
yeah.
It is what it is.
But
I don't
so
like
good.
That the patient... here's what I want to happen. Just once. Just once in any Dick Wolf series.
You're
just one time.
Sit.
Just one time. One time. Even if it's the final episode that you'll never do anything else on that show again... Give me one scene where this flippin' Christian makes this bogus claim about God wanting people outside of tubes and dying. Because he's always attached to suffering. Even though he was the one to suffer, so we don't have to. But we forget that part. So this one time, I would love for the person to say it. And then instead of it being a God science, I'm like, no, I'm still on, there's no God part yet. I'm waiting for the next person. Like, that's why I loved April from Grey's Anatomy. She told that man, listen, the Bible says this. He was like, I cut my arm off because I was, you know, jerking too much and I shouldn't be doing it. So that's why I chopped my hand and stabbed my hand. She said, fool, do you not know the difference between understanding what God said about metaphors? Anyway, so how come the response can't be, show me that in Scripture? Show me where God says he wants you to have a baby outside of the tube and deny all medical intervention because God's against medical intervention. Just show me the Scripture. Just challenge them on their belief level, not on a different level. Not
yeah.
God and science. All these Christians, all these backward Christians don't know what science is and all this. No, we do. That person just was backwards on Scripture. But whatever. I got to take a break because I hear music going on in the background. And that means I'm getting ready to be cut off. So thanks for listening to Deeper Mike's show, hopefully on Radio Public.
What you gonna do? Lift up your head and keep moving? Or let the paranoia haunt you? Everybody like confidence. Everybody like confidence. How many times our potential was anonymous? How many times the city making me promises? So I promise this. I'ma do it till I get it right. I went to war last night. I've been dealing with depression ever since an adolescent. Ducking every other blessing. I can never see the message. I can never take the lead. I can never bob and weave. Give my story to the children and the lesson they can read. Dreams of reality's peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. It's sky can fall down. The wind can cry now. Strong in me, I still smile. I love myself.
Welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show. We are the number one and fastest growing pop culture infused podcast
you know
in the
it.
Nation.
You know
and that's thanks to you all. So thank you very much. Boom, shakala. So continuing with the glory.
I will say, I was so, because I know we're going with the ego, right?
Hmm?
Rhodes ego?
Conflict. No, this was conflicts abound with the law-breaking father of a five-year-old patient.
Oh.
Come on now. They arrested him, and because
off,
of the stats.
Let me tell you.
Come on.
I love April, because April's still April.
Not
again,
April O'Neil.
They didn't change
a
her
different April.
April Sexton yeah. from the show. Or Yaya DaCosta is her real life name.
Look at this. And
April
what's her
Sexton
Twitter name?
I'm not going to go into her Twitter name. Why are you existing? But I love April saying, like, listen, we're going to arrest him anyways.
Right.
So can we just let him help his son get through this?
But then they said because he'll die within the 30-day rule,
well,
it'll
no.
be as a fatality against their mark,
that
and they
was,
don't want that.
That, and that. But that was the hospital thinking
right.
from an executive perspective.
Which is so stupid.
It's the worst part is it is stupid. The horrible part is it's real.
It is very real.
Just
and
like
that's exactly
why they
don't want to protect their
stats. They didn't want to do, we'll do everything we can for your father.
Right.
Because they want the stats to be that he died within 30
so
days.
So if he dies 31 days, it's fine.
Yes.
And it just makes you prove when they say numbers don't lie. They don't lie, but they don't tell the full story.
Exactly.
It's
but
like
I
can
is,
ask you how much money you have, how much debt you got, and that's going to tell me a story. That may not be the whole story.
Exactly.
Because I don't know why those are those numbers.
Exactly.
You could have had a cancer or scare and you lost your job, or you could just be an idiot who overspends on porn.
You won't know.
Whatever
yeah,
it is.
Exactly.
Not like I know what that's like. I'm just saying, for people out there who may have that issue. Okay.
I can't
care
what you're saying.
So,
but what I will say is I love that she was like, no, just wait. And
right.
then I loved the regret. I love the look in his face when they started to arrest him.
Right.
And then you could tell he felt like a D-bag. Like,
yes.
What was I thinking? Because he gets so headstrong. You know what this is? Dr. Choi, Ethan, he's always like that. He just gets so headstrong in what's the right thing.
Right.
How can I save this person?
Like Randall.
And it's like black and white for him. There's no gray.
Randall's
and
the same
lately,
way.
And lately, he's starting to get some gray.
That's why I don't like it. Because I'm him. That's who I am.
But
I'm
the
like,
thing is,
I
you have gray
the
areas. You don't see the gray because you don't have kids yet.
Right.
But like when I talk about Mariah and Damien,
aww.
You have so many gray areas. I'm like, I remember
right?
Mike would be like, nope. Nope, cut that off right now. Be like, nah, let my godchildren have that. That's
oh.
fine. That's fine.
Yeah, it is. They're right. I have gray. Crap, I have gray. It's true. They're adorable little cats.
Bro,
I mean,
I love
plenty
that.
Of time for life to beat them up. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
And that's it. Exactly.
Life will beat them up at 17.
What I will say is I love what they did. First off, NBC, that scene where the father shot himself in the head.
And,
can I tell? You showed
says,
the whole thing.
And
like,
says, do it.
He goes, yeah. And Sandra called it.
I was like,
so
she knew.
She goes,
wait, how early does she know that was going to happen?
She knew. So, not right in the beginning. Maybe like halfway through, right before everything happened. Because we were sitting down.
What?
And I go, he's going to take someone hostage. Sure. Because think about John Q and the movies with this medical stuff.
How are you guys at that?
And all of a sudden.
I'm still on the wedding venue.
When he slowly takes the hostage, she goes, he's going to kill himself. Like, why? She goes, because him being alive, they're not going to do the surgery. And she was right.
Wow.
The reality is they were going to pass it up because they can't take his life legally.
Unbelievable. Sandra is a U squared.
But they killed. I loved it because you know TV usually just shields you from.
Yeah,
no,
they shield
he
nothing.
Said, do it,
boom.
And I was like, oh
right
my God.
In front of the sun.
They, yeah, like, they showed the whole thing.
Yes,
that's what hurt me.
Yes,
like close the curtain.
Like nope.
You know the
it's
little boy
unknown.
Watches that.
What would have been worse is if
I
they
cried.
Still didn't do it. They said
oh, no,
no, just let it go. That would have been hilarious.
You know what I do love.
That would have been
love
a blooper.
How the blue.
They could
I
have been like, whenever something gets to me too much, I need a blooper.
The new head of ED was like, "What did we do?"
Right.
And she's like, "Well, sometimes you're gonna make decisions. It's not always gonna be the one that is. It's not wrong. It's not always gonna give you the result you want. And you're a doctor, so you should know that."
But see, here's the flaw in her plan. It's not about getting the results you want. It's about, in the moment, doing what's right.
And that...
Because that'll never steer you wrong.
That's what was perfect. Yes. Goodwin just happens to come by and be like, well, Mercy would have done it.
Right.
I'm like,
thank you. Boom. Chickaboom-a-la. People need to know that. So then there is, here you go. Here's Rose prematurely opens his hybrid OR because he has a silly ego.
I didn't care about any of that. You know what I cared about in that scene? Because Maggie's such a great charge nurse.
Right.
That to see her, she always runs the ER. For him to be like scrubbing, and she was like, he goes, you don't forget it. It's like riding a bike.
Boom.
And I was like,
and you could see that she didn't want to do it. She was like, listen, I don't,
because
she kept telling, everybody kept saying, don't do it right now. No, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm like, this dude is headstrong.
Yeah.
But I like when she did get in, she wasn't reluctant anymore.
No, she was just like, I was so happy to see her. Because
she's like, oh, the things are right there. They're to the left.
I like how she knew where everything was, too, by the way.
Like, talent in the book.
You are the charge nurse. Yeah.
She knows, and I love that she is running that place. Bless God.
I don't want to see them do too many more with her surgeries until we watch her train her replacement, because I don't want things to stop falling apart because we don't have the right person in charge.
Exactly.
But I did love seeing her in there.
Exactly.
Doing the whole procedure, getting the heart going.
Yes, because otherwise it's not going to work.
TV was amazing. The heart stopped. She pumped it. He gave it the epinephrine. They said, wait a minute. And also, and they let us see it.
No.
I loved every second.
First of all, I just knew that patient's going to die. I was like, the room's not ready. They told you it's not ready. I'm all about the room. You know me with the rooms. I'm like, it's not ready. You're doing it before it's not ready. How do you have the time to go upstairs?
Yeah.
And she's like, I love the look in her face at the first, though. She's like, so there's no available. He was like, well, we're going to go in there. She was like, but.
Yeah, she was like, you know why? Because she already knew the battle with Rhodes is not like arguing with Dr. Manning.
No. Rhodes is like, once it says something, that's happening.
Yes.
He's like, God, I said it. Like, okay. Yes. It is what it is. I mean, I want to do that, but right.
Yeah, exactly. Be right.
And now I love and fire. I mean, all the Michigoth. My favorite part was when the guy comes up to him and he goes, because I'm the same way. You know me, how I hold a grudge. You know, and I'm like,
yes.
So I was with Bolden. That's the black guy, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You're
so
proud.
I was with him. Yeah,
you're
I was like, kill it.
Well,
he was like, this guy, I was like, well, it's not really bad.
That was the best part.
So I go, it's not a battle worth fighting on that one. So I like when he says, you're doing it out of love. Can I say this out of love? You're doing it out of ego.
And I love David Herman for that. Oh, sorry.
Crap. What's up?
What, yeah, no, it is Herman, but his real name is David. His name is Herman in the show. His name is David Eisenberg. But
his Instagram handle?
At Eisenberg something.
I knew it, see? Look at that.
So, I love that he said it to him. I love that he broke it down. So, listen, stop being proud.
Yes.
Because if you think about it, the backlash is going to come down to the whole house.
Right. All of it. And you're going to do just for what? For something that wasn't even worth on this issue.
Yes.
Maybe there'll be another one later.
Yes. What I do love is I love that Bowden gave it to him.
Yes.
You know why? Because now you can still bring in Trey or your brother-in-law. He don't need to be in charge. He don't know nobody. Nobody know him.
Thank you.
Starting like everybody else and coming to be part of the house.
Right.
First of all, the
guy didn't even at least be celebratory in a moment for him at all.
Not at all.
Immediately he wanted to go walk over to him.
He was pissed.
Just so you know. I know that you just did. And I'm just going to let so-and-so know, okay? Like, everything has to be shrouded because they can't just come out and say.
Exactly. So I will say that was good. My favorite part of the episode, I mean, that was a great part.
Right.
I love what they did there. Yeah. But I love Cruz. So Cruz
is
the bald Spanish guy, always looking for love, always in the wrong places. I love...
Wait, is that the one who didn't know the lady was sitting on
Yes!
That? Okay.
Yes! So,
come on. How did he know?
She brought you cake pops, bro.
Thank you.
She said I tried to nail it and didn't. Like,
she literally... and then he acted like... First of all, remember when she says what she was making, he acted like he didn't know what they were.
Yeah.
She doesn't even say what they were. She goes, I just made these.
Yeah.
Then when he goes into the house, he says,
he knew exactly.
These are cake pops. Like, wait a minute, you didn't know what the fuck those were?
What I'm happy for...
Right.
...is Kristen... who plays Chloe, has a job, because she was Molly from Lethal Weapon.
Wait, the one at the work when everybody was watching her when he came in and said, I love you?
The one that brought the cake pop?
Yeah. She was from Lethal Weapon?
She was Riggs' girlfriend, Lethal Weapon, who was supposed to move to Texas with.
Oh. Wow.
So, They killed off Riggs and Lethal Weapon. Now she ain't got no job.
And she moves to Chicago.
And boom. She's
wow.
Chicago. So I love that she was back.
When your boyfriend dies, you move to Chicago.
Yeah. I love.
And then you date a guy who looks nothing like their boyfriend.
Nothing at
You're
all.
You're like, I don't want any more death.
That's what scares me. So that's. I'm glad you brought that up. Because that's where I'm at.
Crazy.
So he's all excited. He finally. Thank you also for the Emily, the new EMT worker, to tell him, go for it. Follow. Like.
Oh, that's right. She is a new one.
She's
that's
right.
She goes, oh, this is harder because I wasn't there.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Yes. But I like that she told him to go for it.
Right.
What I'm worried about is when he was talking to Chloe.
Right.
And the coworker behind the desk was all excited.
Oh, yes.
And Chloe looked back and she didn't say anything.
Right.
But the look she gave was like, I don't know if that's the one.
Oh.
So I'm a little nervous that she's using him to get through to somebody else.
Because she probably remembers that she was dating Murtaugh.
Right.
She's like, you're going to go that way. Be careful. This is the TiVo Mike Show, and you're listening to us again, hopefully on Radio Public. It's free.
Do you have the discipline to reach what God wants you to reach? Or else you become mediocre. To get out of your prison of mediocrity, you need drive, you need dreams, you need discipline. Discipline really is the habit of hard work. Amen? It's the habit. Say habit. Success is really a habit. Failure is also a habit. And you need a habit of hard work. There is no success without sacrifice. Say amen. You need, tell somebody beside you, sacrifice. You've got a dream, you've got to sacrifice for that dream.
Welcome back to the TiVo Mike Show.
I hate when that happens. Sorry, guys.
Oh, glory. It's all right. It's quite all right. But listen, so now there's the rich, spoiled teenage girl who almost dies, and I hate this, in the name of love.
First
you
off,
see, I love
they should let
him.
Her die.
Thank you.
Because she lied. Got all these resources
Thank
out
you.
Here. They accusing people. We already
Killing
got a bad
them.
Name being Hispanic and black.
Thank you.
Let alone
now
white
we're
girl,
the
rich. Someone, oh, he kidnapped me.
How come it can't be a rich black or colored girl and the dude who's bad is a white guy?
Because
that would have been fun.
No, it could work.
Yeah,
just not with the storyline because black guys don't purposely go after the police for transparency.
That is true.
They already know.
That they already know there ain't no transparent. You can't see through blue.
Yes.
Get it?
Yeah.
But I'm bumped.
Oh, man.
But it was so good because I liked that they didn't make it corny.
Yeah.
And that's how a teenager would be. She'd
they
feel conflicted.
Of course, she
I'm
had that
help.
Background app. Her dad
right.
had nothing about it.
Thank you.
Like,
and then when he's arriving, like, she is conflicted because you're like, well, I knew he was trying to kill you. And that's why I had to go kill him. Because I love you. As soon as he said that, I felt like Sandra and Mike all in one. I said, wait a minute.
I hate you.
She's getting ready to say, go leave it. She's going to go away and run away. And then she's not going to know it. And like I saw the future. Remember
I
the
was
show
so
Raven?
Mad.
And she used to have the I had that premonition. I'm like, this is what it feels like to be a Warner all the time. Like because I saw someone put a pancake down, I know that's the killer.
I can't see.
Like, it's crazy. I almost knew their Twitter handle. That's how good I was.
I was so mad that I was like, all right, she cooperated. They're going to get her off.
Finally.
And the worst part about it was she was there. She was cooperating the whole time.
Right.
Until
the
guy
moment.
Said, well, I killed him because I love you.
Oh.
And you can see the conflict in her face. Like, oh, my God. He just told me he loved me for the
he
first time.
Me, right?
And I'm about to send him to jail.
And he did kill him for me. I am.
Oh,
my heart
man.
Almost melted for the line too. It was a sweet line, but it's a lie.
It was definitely a lie.
He don't
but
love you. He what
did
he didn't want this
so
competition.
Good.
He suspects someone trying to kill his girl.
Yeah,
that's
they
all.
Did it so good.
It did.
Like,
it was a good episode.
They played it out. It was. Can I say, again? I got a little kudos. My boy Leroy Watkins, I think his last name is.
Who's that one?
He plays Atwater, the black detective.
The black detective.
He sat down in the car with the dude and was like, listen, are we going to keep doing this to Antonio? He's right. He's always been the good guy. He's always done the right thing. So just because it's not the way we want to do it doesn't mean he's doing it wrong.
Right. It just means we're not doing
Give him the chance.
Right.
And I love that we finally had the heart-to-heart. I was waiting for that. But I guess you really have to let it build up. Like you can't just do it right away.
Right.
What I love is I tweeted at LaRoyce, and I was like, thank you, Atwater, for finally having the heart-to-heart with Ruzick.
Right.
And he tweeted back, and I was like, yo, I had to, dog. I was like, yo, dog.
See, and he tweeted back at you at
EGMike84.
There you go, people. It's all about marketing.
It was perfect. Like, when I say the episode was good,
it really was. And it was realistic, too, because even toward the end, when he goes, wait a minute, why is he? Because she kept switching her. Well, we know she switches her mind a lot. So when she switched her mind again and was excited that this happened, she's like, so you don't want him arrested? Well, no, it's not, you know, people need to move on in life. Oh, so he paid for basically what you were. Yeah, he's helping the mayor run for whoever. Like, it was like,
and
that's how that would happen, though.
He's the
that's
perfect
exactly
actress for that
how would happen. Right. Because, you know, one day she likes men, she likes women, she likes men,
she likes Ellen.
Ellen
probably is so reminiscent every time she watches, like,
right.
That's exactly how she got me.
Ellen's probably like, listen, guys, if you don't fire her from the show, then I'm going to drop my contract with NBC. Okay? And they're like, fine.
No, actually, she's like, you know, you can keep her, but I want $500 for every episode she's in.
$500,000 and we'll talk.
Yes. So, I will say, the episode, like, I was truthfully waiting to be like, oh, it wasn't as good as last week.
Right.
And
again, not happening.
No, not
now,
at
maybe
all.
Tonight will be horrible. It'll suck. The all jump sharks.
Won't.
But if it does, at least we knew that they had 3 good episodes before that happened.
This is true.
That's how life really should go for you. And the real lesson here is know what real love is. Instead of saying that love is the oogly googly feelings, look, I know this sounds horrible because no one wants to do it, but look at scripture. And find out what love is. Love is kind. Love is patient. Love does not hurt. Love does not boast itself up. Love does not kill a freaking crackhead over a girl that he shot because that's his job. This is so much work to do, people.
Yeah.
I'm only one man. Make sure that you keep listening here to the Diva Mike Show, hopefully on Radio Public.
They said all the best things in life are free. They're full of s***. You gotta pay bills. Gotta save for retirement. What are you gonna do? Become a drug dealer? Sell your kidney? You gotta get real. TiVo Mike can help you. TiVo Mike's money coaching program will help make more Benjamins and less Jacksons. TiVo Mike will help you deal with collectors, pay off debt, and get your life in order. Let TiVo Mike show you the money. Visit TiVoMike.com/money right now. That's TiVoMike.com/money.
Ooh, guys, guess what tonight is? Wednesday. Guess what's coming on? One Chicago. Guess what time it starts? 8 o'clock. Guess what comes first? Med. Then Fire. Then PD. Until the next crossover.
It's almost like it's one city, one family, one night.
That's right!
You know?
Yo, that was amazing! Woo!
That's what it feels like.
I love it.
It's just one of those things. I want you guys to know that the shows are great. And again, it's about getting the messages for your own life to take it on and go.
That's right.
Basically, it's like a Full House episode. You know, you go through whatever it is. At the end, you know that it's about love and the family. Because the milkman, the paperboy, and evening TV. Remember when those things were happening? So now, that's the same way. Now the milkman's on TV because he was arrested because he was putting something that he shouldn't be putting into the milk. Okay? It's a different kind of world now. And just so you know, to really make you feel wonderful, we're 14 months away from 2020.
That's right.
That's crazy. From 2020.
It's coming, baby.
14.
Nobody used to make movies about 2020.
That's what I'm saying. We're now in the future. I'm like Bill and Ted. It's not that excellent of an adventure. But anyway, so I want you all to follow Jesus daily, not Sunday.
The TiVo Mike Show is produced by Michael Jefferson. Our soundboard operator is Mike Warner, and our theme music is by Eric Dano. Special thanks to Sharon Jefferson, Sandra Warner, Matthew Jefferson, Desiree Hidalgo, and Shanika Godin. That's it for today's Mike Show. I'm Mike Warner. See you tomorrow when we explore a redeeming message drawn from secular TV shows that are worthy of being watched.